Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Bob Pompiani here behind the microphone. Bill Steinbach Jr. That's right. Steiny, a.k.a. Pomp Jr., is behind the microphone. Or no, the glass. You want to be behind the microphone. You should be. Come on over. You got a good voice. Show him your voice, Steiny.
Want to talk about anything in particular?
No, I just want to hear the voice. 412-928-9370. Our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Allegheny Health Network, health for all, and driven by number one Cochran. Always go one better at number one Cochran. Watch the number one Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night, 11:35 KDKA. We've been talking a lot about the Steelers and the Penguins. I also want to throw into this Pirates. Are you optimistic or pessimistic? The over and under is 78 wins, I think, I've seen. My question to you is, we're 12 days away. What do you do? And my answer now is trending up more than down based on pitching. I really, really like this pitching staff. I did from the beginning. I like it even more the more I see it in action, even without a fifth starter at this point who has jumped out of them. But they're starting four, the top four in the rotation are all good. And their bullpen is even better, I think, than it was last year. So I'm optimistic that they can be competitive. I don't think they can win a division, but I do think, given where the wild card was and the number that it takes to get there, that they could be knocking on that door for most of this season. So I'm going to go over 78 wins. I'd like to hear your take. 412-928-9370. We're talking about also the Penguins. And my question for you is, when they're healthy on defense and when Letang gets back, when Mata gets back, who sits? Here's my lineup when that happens. Letang, Dumoulin, number one pairing. Schultz, Johnson, Mata, and Pedersen. Gudbranson sits. Ruedel, Ricola, Trotman. I like Gudbranson, but I like those other guys better. Now, if you play Washington, Gudbranson becomes in play to me, and he would take the place of Marcus Pedersen. That's just the way I would do it, unless they dress seven defensemen, which they may do. 412-928-9370. Let's get to the lines. Mike in Uniontown joins us on the Bob Pompiani Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Bob. Always good talking to you. Ben talked about Antonio Brown, he praised him. He said he made me what I am. But you never heard Brown say, well, how great Ben was. You know what I'm saying?
Are you of the belief, Mike, as I am, that quarterbacks make receivers and not the other way around?
Yes, I am. I'll tell you why. Because when Ben threw it, I mean, no doubt about it, Brown is very talented. I mean, no getting around that. But Ben put it there. You know what I'm saying? And as far as Bell, he has one of the best O-lines in the business. You got to think of that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Jets have some issues there, and we'll find out how that goes. But in both cases, they're going to get the money they wanted, and it's all about money with those two. And when it's all about money, you know, when winning becomes not the number one priority. And listen, I understand. Money is important. But when you got so much of it, does it really matter?
Yeah.
How about living out your name, your reputation? You sign a deal. I always hear about these athletes. I understand you're underpaid. But every time someone signs a new contract, you're underpaid. That's just the way it goes. There's always going to be a new number one. And if the game is to still be number one, you're just sacrificing your own dignity and reputation in the process. And I think those guys have done that.
It gets to be a head thing. You know what I'm saying? I believe that's what you're saying.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call from Uniontown. And I say this, you know, Antonio Brown is one of the best route runners I've seen, and his statistics bear that out. But he's had the success with Ben Roethlisberger and nobody else. When there have been backups here and not Ben Roethlisberger's, look at Antonio Brown's numbers. They dwarf. And it's not his fault. He's running good routes. But again, it's all about the quarterback. Derek Carr's a good quarterback, but he's had his ups and downs to the point where even John Gruden gets frustrated. How good is he really? We're going to find out. And how good is Brown if Carr isn't what he thinks he can be? But then again, he got his money. So if he's going to whine about it, it'll happen at some point, but it won't happen early in the season. Kevin in the North Hills joins us right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Bob. Happy St. Patty's.
You too.
How lucky are we in Pittsburgh to have gotten Sullivan and Rutherford at the time that we did? These two could go down as one of the best coach-manager duos, at least short-term in NHL history, if they win another cup.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think Rutherford, when he came here, you know, was looked at as why him? You know, he was ready to retire. Carolina hadn't won anything. And David Morehouse specifically said he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the GM. And he even corrected Rutherford, did his first coach hiring, which was Mike Johnston. And, you know, 2 years into it, he said, I got to make a change here. It's not what I want, not what I thought. He had brought Sullivan into the system for that reason. And look at what's happened. But beyond that, we're lucky too, John. You have Crosby and Malkin day in and day out after Yager, after Lemieux, after so many great players. And when you have those kinds of players, it's just a matter of finding good pieces with them. The other thing that I think that Rutherford allowed, they brought up guys from their system in 2016 who were young, who were first-year, you know, players, so it didn't cost hardly anything for guys like Scott Wilson and Brian Rust and Connor Sherry and Tom Kunackle. They all contributed at a very low cost. The next year was Jake Gensel, who now has signed a new deal that quickly. And so now it's bringing in 22-year-old Jarrett McCann and Nick Bukestad at 26. Both guys younger, better than what they had in Broussard. He's been an ace at finding these guys and bringing them in, absolutely.
Yeah, I think if Murray can stay healthy, this team is just going to develop more chemistry with all the new acquisitions. And they could seriously make another cup run.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. You tell me a team in the East that they can't beat. I think they could beat everyone in the East, but I also think they can be taken down by teams in the East. It's very competitive. If you were to analyze it, who would be the team that you think right now is the favorite? Everyone will say Tampa. I'm not going to say that right now. Their record gives them that right because they have been outstanding, and they're very good. But to me, they haven't proved it in the postseason where you have to prove it before you can claim anything. So who would be the team to beat right now in the East?
It's still going to be the Caps. They're the returning champions, and they have all the pieces.
I would agree, and I think the Penguins are right behind them. But I think the Metro, it could be the Metropolitan Stanley Cup year again. That would be 4 years in a row. Wouldn't that be crazy? Thanks, John. Or I'm sorry, Kevin. Appreciate that. We're going to move on to John now, who joins us in his car. Hey, John. Hey. Where are you headed?
Hey, Bob. Well, shoot, I'm working. I'm out here delivering food for DoorDash.
Oh, all right. Well, you know our address. Come on over.
Hey, on the Pirates, I have to disagree with a lot of people. I honestly think that we're looking at 88, 90 wins this year. We're not going to cover off the ball in spring. I understand it's spring training, but we're not going to cover off the ball. We've got great pitching. The defense is a little shaky to me.
Well, I'll say this. I'm basing everything I'm saying it on pitching only, and I think looking back, it'll be one of those situations where you look back at the end of the year and say, if the Pirates had just spent a little bit more in the offseason, they would have maybe had an opportunity. That's the kind of season I'm looking at. Potential's there. Pirate pitching will keep them in games. Hitting will be sporadic up and down. They'll lose some games because of it. And in the end, in a very difficult division in which they reside, they're going to fall short because they won't have enough of the position players and hitting that they need, I think.
Well, I have to disagree, I think.
All right, well, you could be right. I mean, 90 wins is attainable if things go right for them. If Jung Ho Gung is what they hope he is again, if Josh Bell can get back to what he was 2 years ago, those are big, big parts. And Marte, those three guys offensively to me are the key. I think you're going to like Eric Gonzalez at shortstop. I do. From everything I've heard, seen, talked to, he's going to be really good. So, again, if it doesn't work out that way, you can look at those same guys as the reason it doesn't. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Good luck. Have a nice weekend. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. We have plenty more going on until 1 o'clock, at which time we'll join you. Down in spring training, it'll be the Pirates taking on Detroit today. That means Jordy Mercer, Josh Harrison in other uniforms going against the Bucks, and we'll see what happens there. But, hey, April 1st, the opener's right around the corner. It's amazing how time flies. All right, get on the line. Let us know what you think. Want to remind you also that you can tweet this station at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Same as a call-in number, 928-9370 and area code 412. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. More calls coming up. In the meantime, I want to talk to you about my friends at Window Nation. Look at your windows right now because you'll notice that temperatures are starting to rise a little bit. Spring is closing in. Temperatures are warming. So you can tell right now if your windows suffered through another bad winter. Are they tough to open? Are they cracked? Do you see draft? I do. I did. And so you make changes. All signs that you need new windows. Spring into action now. Huge Window Nation savings are going on. You get two free windows for every two you buy. You buy four, you get four free. You want 20, buy 10. There's no limit. Plus, get a house of windows right now for only $69 a month when you factor it all. Not only do you get two free windows for every two you buy, you're also getting brand new energy-efficient Window Nation windows installed for what is about $2 a day. And think about that. It's less than a cup of coffee or a gallon of milk or gas. So now is the time to take advantage of this limited-time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom windows and door-style combinations designed and engineered to tame those wild weather conditions that we've had, ups and downs with temperature. We saw just the other day, 78 one day, now we're down to 38. All with A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. That's important. It doesn't get any better, folks. Buy two windows, get two free, no limit. Get a house of windows for as low as $69 a month. But hurry, as this offer will not last long. Call Window Nation. Here's the number for you, 866-90-NATION, or online you can visit it, windownation.com. 866-90-NATION online, windownation.com. PA license 104611.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.